fighting the socialists in Washington, exposing the nonsense in Congress, restoring common sense to government. It's Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. We the people must make a stand, so let your voice be heard and call Pete now at 343-0106.
Welcome to Common Sense Radio. It's Thursday night, and for a change, it's not storming or anything like that. It's great weather out there, and you're right where you should be, in front of your radio, whether it's in your car radio in your house or tune-in radio or wherever it is, or streaming at fmtalk1065.com. You're there, and we appreciate you joining us every Thursday, 8 p.m. on Common Sense Radio on FM Talk 1065, where we turn up your voice. And tonight, my other piece of me is not here tonight.
Right.
Mark Holliday is off tonight. Was this the first time we've actually given him an actual just day off in 8 years? So yeah. I guess he earned it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure we're paying him tonight, but hey, Mark, I hope you enjoy your time off. But fortunately, in his stead, we have another award-winning engineer to whip those electrons into shape and make sure you can get us all over there. We have Philip Bush with us. Philip, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
We're good. We're good. Thank you for joining us here in the studio and mashing all those buttons over there that we have no clue what you're doing. We appreciate that. And as always, we have our Director of Quality Assurance, our Executive Producer, Head of the Research Department, co-host, all-around nice gal, Gold Star wife, United States Coast Guard, Teresa Taylor.
It's great to be
here.
Here
with us.
Yeah.
It's always good to have you in the studio. All right. What a week.
Yeah.
I mean, we've got lots to talk about, but I guess the big story is when Alabama makes national headlines.
It's always a doozy.
I mean, we've been on drudge every day now for about a week or two. And
who
I mean, national headlines.
Everyone knows Kay Ivey now.
Everybody knows our governor.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that who we are. Mm-hmm. We have made a splash. And for those of you that don't know, Alabama has passed the most restrictive abortion ban in the country. Mm-hmm. I think she signed it yesterday, or was it today? Yesterday or today she signed it. I know it passed, I think it was all yesterday.
Yeah.
I know it passed the Senate yesterday. Maybe it got signed yesterday. And I happened to be in Montgomery yesterday for something else at the Capitol. And I will tell you that the nastiest, most vile people you'll ever run into are pro-abortion protesters.
Oh, yeah.
They're mean.
Yeah.
They're vicious. And vulgar.
Ready. Yeah.
Vicious and vulgar to a degree you cannot imagine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know, the Alabama abortion law, so you know what it is, what they have done, they have made it a Class A felony punishable up to 99 years in prison for performing an abortion in the state of Alabama, unless the only exception is if the life of the mother is gravely threatened.
Mm-hmm.
If the life of the mother is gravely threatened, there can be an exception. Otherwise, there is no exception, and it goes into effect in 6 months. She signed it yesterday or today. I forget. It all runs together. And it goes in. Now, there's been a lot of hoopla, as you can imagine. The leftists in Hollywood have gone totally berserk.
Well, you know, and it started because Georgia had the heartbeat bill.
Right.
And that ruffled Alyssa Milano's feathers and all those likes. So they've already been super agitated with the South.
Oh, yeah, they've been. Look, Kentucky, Ohio, Georgia, and Mississippi have all recently passed heartbeat bills that you cannot do a heartbeat. Perform an abortion after heartbeat can be detected. And I keep seeing places that some say it's 18 days, some say it's about 6 weeks, but somewhere in there early on. Excuse me. And Missouri and Louisiana are also voting on it.
They're slated to follow.
They're
right
following closely. Now, so you wonder, ooh, you know, while the left is across the country, particularly the, you know, east and the east and wrong coast there, out on the left coast, they're going nuts. But you got to take, why are so many states following this trend?
Well,
they're moving in that direction.
Yeah, I think it's just the pendulum swinging back. People are
I think it is.
What's at risk?
And really, and a lot of people are very critical of the Alabama because it's so restrictive. But here's what you got to understand: there is a very specific reason why it is so restrictive. Mm-hmm. That bill was written, designed, and is solely intended, because I know they're going to be challenged, to be taken to the Supreme Court in hopes of overturning Roe versus
right.
Wade. That's what this is all about. This isn't just about banning abortions in Alabama. All these states, that's why they are trying to get this in front of the Supreme Court, because we finally have, we think, a conservative mm-hmm. Supreme Court and get it in front of them.
Yeah.
Now, I found it kind of interesting. You mentioned Alyssa Milano.
Yes, remember she was the one.
I don't know
what
she ever did.
She was kind of a child star, and then she was on a bunch of other kind of, I don't know.
Yeah, I can't figure out who she is. But anyway, she's a Hollywood starlet, whatever. And she has been, since Georgia passed theirs, been pushing a sex strike.
Yeah.
And they're telling all the liberal women to do that. There is a notable exception. I understand that Kamala Harris has declined because she's still campaigning.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. She's campaigning. She can't give up sex.
Well, the thing about, I mean, this is a bit off topic, but it still isn't. The left is concerned now because Georgia and Alabama, you know what? They film here now.
Yeah.
You know why? Our policies haven't been wrecked the way they have in California.
Right.
They just haven't put two and two together.
Right.
So it's kind of like, you know, before they didn't really care what we were doing. They didn't even know where we were on a map. But now that they're here and they want to film here and use our tax-friendly policies.
And our nice, know, clean streets that don't have poop on them.
Exactly. So it's kind of like you can't have it both ways. If you want to come do business in our state, you can't be over here protesting.
Yeah. Now let's examine Alyssa Milano's sex strike.
Yeah.
I find that actually fascinating.
Yeah.
That finally, and actually we should be happy about this, because really, What Alyssa Milano is backed into is she said, you women cannot risk getting pregnant without access to an abortion. You can't risk that consequence. Well, congratulations, Melissa. You're endorsing abstinence.
It's
right?
True.
Isn't
yes,
she?
Yeah.
She's endorsing abstinence.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said. She used the words, you cannot risk the consequences of a pregnancy without access to abortion, mm-hmm. so you must abstain from sex. You must deprive all those nasty old white men who voted on that of sex and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't it amazing how she backed right mm-hmm. up into abstinence?
That's true.
Full circle. So welcome aboard, Melissa Milano. And then the other one was, I think her name is Emily Ratajkowski. She was a model and an actress.
I don't know. They all kind of run together.
It all runs together.
And they're all the same.
And you may want to check out her tweet, because she posted nude. But anyway, yes, I don't know what it is. I guess if you're not sure what you're saying has weight and merit,
you just
do it naked.
Do body
right?
Yeah.
If you say it naked, people will actually check it out to see if what you said had any value, right?
It's a classy way to get.
That's a classy way. I'm not sure you're going to pay attention to me, so I'm going to strip down. Fortunately, this is radio and you can't see me. So anyway, but so she says, but now hers is really weird. She puts this tweet out and she's naked and says that. And I should have copied the tweet. I'm trying to paraphrase it, but the tweet was essentially that this impacts black women more than others, because most rapes, and this is a true point, most abortions are much higher proportional of minority women.
Correct.
And she says, you're trying to keep minority women from having abortions so the patriarchy can continue to support the industrial prison complex.
Oh, my heavens. That's a stretch.
So wait a minute.
What?
So that's, what,
yeah.
I'm trying to go. So you're saying we want to keep black women from aborting babies so we can keep the prisons full? Is that what she's saying?
I think so.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, uh-huh.
But she's actually hit on the thing about abortion, and I saw the stat today. Blacks are 14% of the population of Alabama. They account for 62% of the abortions.
Well, yeah, and we were talking about last week, even if you can overlay a map of demographics with Planned Parenthood clinics, you can see exactly what's going on.
No, yes, they're targeting the poor women.
Strategically placed in black neighborhoods.
Folks, this isn't just birth control. This is population control.
Well,
think about it. 62% of black babies, we talked about last week, there are more black babies aborted in New York City than are born. This borders on genocide.
Well, you know, and the birth rate has dropped lower than it's ever been.
Yeah. And we're killing our babies. It's absurd on its face. We'd love to hear what you think about it. You can text us at 251-343-0106. Or if you're not shy, give us a call at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right. Welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, if you need automobile maintenance, service, repairs, whatever it is, you need to go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner, 5450 Willis Road. That is right there at I-10 and Highway 90. If you're going underneath the interstate heading south on 90, you look to your right, they're right there in the corner. You just flip right around there at the light. You do a little switchback right there. There's a big checkerboard building, big sign. Says King's Automotive. They are reliable. They are very reasonable in their rates and everything. They won't just throw parts at it. They will work with you to try to get your automobile repaired. And then, look, if you need other automobiles, let's say that this clunker has had its...
seen better days.
Has seen it's better days. It's time. They have cash-friendly cars there. I mean, so if you need a work car, you need a car for that high schooler or that kid going off to college, or you're just trying to get a millennial out of your house, whatever it is,
yes.
They have got, you know, you spend $3,000 to $5,000 and you've got a cash-friendly car.
And they have good inventory.
Ready to move. All the time. They're moving them all the time. Mm-hmm. They've got them there. You can check them out. They have a constantly rotating inventory.
Yeah.
You get some really good deals down. And they check out all the cars there, make sure they're all running properly. You need to go to King's Automotive in Tillman's Corner for the royal treatment. Tell them you heard it on Common Sense. Right there at 5450 Willis Road, I-10 and Highway 90. King's Automotive for the royal treatment. Okay. The big story we've been hitting on, and these people, we can't make sense what the actress says. And then we got other people, Pete Buttigieg, Mayor Pete, little Petey there from South Bend, says America is not free without the right to abortion. So think about that.
Yeah.
So you're not free unless you have the right to kill your babies. You know, these same people, you know what it makes me think of? Have you ever heard of... you can go out way far west, Kansas, Nebraska, eastern Colorado. Do you know you can go on a hunting trip to shoot prairie dogs?
Oh.
Yeah.
I've actually seen video of that.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
Because they have them all over the place, right? And they give you a rifle with a scope, and you're a few hundred yards away. and you just sit around, and you can kill, you know, dozens of prairie dogs. Just shoot them. Do you suppose that those people, and I bring this up for a reason, do you suppose that the people who absolutely demand the right to cut up little babies and throw them in the trash or sell their parts, whichever, right? If they really took a look at the prairie dog hunt, do you think they'd allow that? Or do you think they would go, oh, no, the cute little prairie dogs, I can't believe. You know, there's a million of them out there.
Yeah.
Do you see the hypocrisy there? And then AOC, she went berserk today and said, the fundamentalists are trying to outlaw sex that falls out there outside their theology.
What?
So, wait a minute. What? Well, I think we're really not interested in whether you're having sex or not there, Alexandria. what we're interested in is that you don't take another innocent life for the convenience of you having whatever sex you're having that we really don't want to know about. That's sort of gross.
It is.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It is bad that, you know, it's just, you know.
It's disgusting.
It is. Well, you know, I'm raising children. Young men, you know, they're growing up. And it's just, you know, sometimes you just, you don't really have to talk about this stuff, but you have to because it's permeated.
It is.
All of our media.
It is. It's all.
Yeah, so it's just...
It's crazy. Well, look, we got Mike from Daphne wants to chime in on line one. Mike, what do you got?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm glad you're awakening the American people to this conversation, because ABC Evening News is not going to tell you this.
No.
As a retired Navy corpsman, worked in pediatrics 2 years, I think every life's precious, and I'm proud of Governor Ivey, and y'all keep doing what you're doing, and I think the country's going in the right direction. I do.
Yeah, I mean, don't you see, I mean, the news makes it seem like, oh, the country is having is apoplectic and having a nervous breakdown, but really, most of us feel that Alabamians are proud of our state. Okay, there's a couple of people in Birmingham and a senator in Washington that's very upset, right? But the rest of us, we're very proud. That's what's happening in Kentucky, Ohio, Georgia, Mississippi, Missouri, Louisiana. That's what these states are, because that's what those people, those states believe in. They believe in the sanctity of life.
May I say something?
Yes.
If the American people could listen to conservative radio and get the truth, which you can't get on CBS, NBC, and ABC, and Trump's been saying this, and I'm just saying I agree with what you're doing, and I applaud it.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the call. We appreciate you listening.
Well, you bet. And you know, I think overall,
thank you, Mike.
Kind of what it's almost like a sense of people almost inherently. I mean, you know, you said, well, why are people backing this so much?
Yeah.
You know, it's almost surprising, but really it isn't. It's almost like subconsciously the culture knows it's either going to be state control or freedom and independence. And I think that's why we've seen the pendulum swing back. So it may be, even with the left media, there's almost a sixth sense within fabric of the society that is fighting for freedom.
I think the media's lost a lot of their influence.
Lost
people
so
are
much.
Like, oh man, they're nuts. They're crazy. They don't know what they're talking about. And they're liars and fake news and all that. But this is a reckoning. Since 1973, over 60 million babies have been aborted. Think about that.
Right.
We would not be a country of, what, 310 or 320. We would be a country of like 370, 380.
Yeah.
If we had not aborted 60 million.
Yeah.
And an unproportional amount of those were minority babies. That's genocide. And here's the thing that you just, this is where what we're really down to. The leftists literally demand infanticide for birth control. There's 1.2 million babies aborted this year, and you know they're going crazy about, oh, but what if it's rape or incest, which most places do have an exception for that, but that's it's hard to get the right figures, but the nearest you can get a figure is less than 2% of abortions are rape and incest.
Mm-hmm.
So out of 1.2 million, that's like 22,000.
Yeah.
So you're okay with killing 1,178,000 babies every year for convenience, for birth control, because you couldn't take precautions or you couldn't be more careful you're really, it's gruesome.
Yeah.
And then the thought, and then this is probably, this whole thing with the leftists, they make stuff up and then they just cling to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's tissue. It has a heartbeat. It has organs. The baby has fingerprints. The baby can smile. The baby can hiccup. The baby can feel pain.
Yeah.
If you operate on a baby, if they operate, they do in utero operate surgery.
Yeah, it'll.
They give the baby anesthesia. Why? Because it feels pain.
Yeah.
That's what they do in our hospitals. But if you go to the abortion clinic and the doctor's in there and he sticks his forceps and his scalpel up there and he starts hacking that little thing into pieces and it's struggling to get away, if you've seen the Unplanned movie, that's what it is.
Yeah.
This is gruesome. I'm being graphic for a reason. It's struggling to get away. There's no anesthesia for that, because that's the unwanted baby. That's the undesirable baby. That's the minority baby. They want to kill that baby because they're like, oh, y'all won't take care of that baby anyway. Like that moron John Rogers said, kill him now or kill him later. Bring him into the world unwanted and unloved and send him to the electric chair. Why not abort him now?
Yeah.
I mean, are there any Democrats or leftists out there with the intestinal fortitude to call in and try to explain to us how that makes sense? how you can look at what is a human life with functioning organs, brainwaves, and say, nope, it's inconvenient. We're going to scrape it out of there and then vacuum out the pieces. And if we get any organs that we can resell, we'll resell them and make a little profit.
It's like we've talked about, too, the Bible story of, like, sacrificing to Moloch.
Yeah.
It's really the same thing. It's just manifest differently now. But
it's worse than Moloch.
Well,
when they sacrificed to Moloch, they sacrificed a child because they were trying to get the blessings of some pagan god. They thought they were going to get something.
Right.
We're flushing the babies down the toilet just because.
Well, for humans, I mean, it's still a false worship.
It is a false worship.
Yeah, so.
It's an amazing thing. That's where we're at. And what's really, I guess, this is what really shocks you, is how intense the leftists are about.
Yeah.
I can't believe you're going to take my right. I mean, it's like prohibition. No more beer. No more beer. No more cigarettes. No more. I don't know. No more steak. No more whatever it is. Like you're taking. Yeah. No more air.
Yeah.
Right? No more air.
And
no. We might do without air, but we're going to kill babies.
Yeah.
The intensity, the ferocity is to kill babies, really?
Well, and then just off air, we were talking about sometimes that intensity is just as strong to save death row inmates.
Yeah.
No electric chair. It's the same people.
The same.
Fight to the nail.
Right.
It's the same group.
A guy rapes a woman. They want to kill that baby. But you know what?
Not
that rapist?
Him.
No. He's got reasons and excuses. He was brought up poorly. Blah blah blah.
Or at least
we're not gonna kill the rapist. But that little baby that was conceived, we're gonna snuff that little sucker out.
Yeah.
Can anybody rationalize that? And didn't you find that how many famous people?
There's a lot.
Were born of rape. Jesse Jackson.
Jesse Jackson's a
Nell Carter.
There's several. And then some are not as well known, but they've still made amazing contributions to American society. And
yeah, amazing.
That's just a few.
Just a few. Yeah. Think of the babies that are aborted that could have grown up and who might have invented a cure to something or whatever. All right, folks, we'll have your calls and texts when we get back. Give us a call or text at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm. To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
All right, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. In the bottom hour, we bring aboard a very special sponsor, which is ABC Signs and Shirts. That is your headquarters down in Tillman's Corner to get custom-made dry-fit shirts. They can make one or a million. They can help you with the graphics for your family reunion, for your employees, your sports team, whatever it is, political statements, whatever it is you want to put on there. Says, you know, I love Philip, whatever. Put it on there. They'll make it. Or signs. You get yard signs for your business, for your what am I trying to think of?
Yeah,
church sale. Your yard sale. Or you've lost your mind and you want to run for political office. They will help you with all of that. Go to abcsigns.biz or abcshirts.biz, B-I-Z. They will help you. And they bring you, I don't have the audio tonight, so you have to bear with me reading this, but here is a quote from Ronald Wilson Reagan. The 10th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision in Roe versus Wade, our nationwide policy of abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy was neither voted for by our people nor enacted by our legislators. Not a single state had such unrestricted abortion before the Supreme Court decreed it to be national policy in 1973. It's a good time for us to pause and reflect on this anniversary. But the consequences of this judicial decision are now obvious. Since 1973, more than 15 million unborn children have had their lives snuffed out by legalized abortions. That is over 10 times the number of Americans lost in all our nation's wars. Make no mistake, abortion on demand is not a right granted by the Constitution. No serious scholar, including one disposed to agree with the court's result, has argued that the framers of the Constitution intended to create such a right. Shortly after the Roe v. Wade decision, Professor John Hart Eli, now Dean of Stanford Law School, wrote that the opinion is not constitutional law and gives almost no sense of an obligation to try to be. Nowhere do the plain words of the Constitution even hint at a right so sweeping as to permit abortion up to the time the child is ready to be born. Yet that is what the court ruled. As an act of raw judicial power, to use Justice White's biting phrase, the decision by the 7-man majority in Roe v. Wade has so far been made to stick. But the court's decision has by no means settled the debate. Instead, Roe v. Wade has become a continuing prod to the conscience of the nation. Abortion concerns not just the unborn child, it concerns every one of us. The English poet John Donne wrote, "Any man's death diminishes me, because I am involved in mankind, and therefore never send to know for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee." That was an article written for Human Life Review in the spring of 1983 by Ronald Reagan while he was president on the 10th anniversary of the Roe versus Wade. And I thought, I couldn't find an audio of that. I don't think he ever said it. He wrote this, but I thought it was appropriate.
Yeah, it
a
was.
Little bit long, but
no,
but he hit it on the head. It's not settled. And that's where we're at today. It is not settled.
And just because that it's been that way for a long time.
It's just
really
been that way.
Anything.
We think it's, you know, it's 40-something years. So we think, oh, well, it's never been settled. It's a stain when you think about it.
Yeah.
We got John has texted in. The problem is not allowing abortion after rape is that it unjustly punishes an innocent woman. The same can be said about incest. And look, there's a lot of honest debate about that. And I think most of the abortion bills being passed by those states do include exceptions for incest and rape. And the Alabama law probably would have, but maybe I didn't make that point clear earlier. They specifically left it out because the concern was if they left it in, the Supreme Court wouldn't take it up.
It was they in there and they took it out.
Yes. And it was taken out specifically to make the Supreme Court take this up. That's why it was left out. Not so much that it was trying to deprive or burden women who are victimized by rape or incest, but it was to force a Supreme Court showdown. All right, we got somebody else called in. Who do we have?
Hey, gentlemen, Kevin in Mobile, how you doing?
Good, hey. Kevin, what do you got?
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me reframe that. You
know, that's okay, thanks.
I was talking with a co-worker the other day, and we're on the opposite sides of the track on this here. But I said, you know, if you think about this, that, you know, most of the people that are pro-abortion are on the liberal side there. But I said, do you think about this? I said, they are doing away with potential voters for their party. I said, it's not only from the moral issue right there, but I said, think about this. I said, these are people that are mainly left, and I said, they would probably raise their children to be on the left. And I said, you're doing your whole party in right here. And I said, there's really no justification. I said, and the problem is, the people that are making all the laws, they're alive. I said, you know, what an oxymoron there. I said, these people are alive being able to you make these laws, and of course, they'll sit there and say, well, what about this, that, and the other thing? There's always going to be exceptions. There has to be, okay? It can't be just point blank this.
There's no one size fits all.
But I'm sitting there saying, I said, you know, when a child is 9 months old and can live on its own right there, and somebody can go and take that child's life right there and say, gee, I'm just doing my job right there, okay? I said, what's the difference than if you take a pistol or beat him to death with a baseball bat? What's the difference right there? If you have an automobile accident and you run over and kill somebody and the woman is pregnant, they'll get you for 2 counts of vehicular homicide. So I said, you're talking about a quandary there. I said, how can you give this person jail time for being drunk and running over somebody and the woman's pregnant and it kills her and the unborn child? If you say it's okay for this doctor to perform this, I said, you need to think long and hard about that.
And actually, if you do that, you're charged with 2 murders. In most states, if you kill a woman with an unborn child, you will be charged with 2 murders. So the law clearly considers the unborn baby a person.
That person has rights right there.
Right.
So that's the only thing So when they start looking at this, if you give them facts, they just collapse. They're a deck of cards right there. They collapse.
Well, that's when they go into the name calling
and
say.
That's why we see the anger
exactly
and the craziness.
Okay, you're just one of these blank five words that they use over and over. I said, you know, if you could take five words out of their vocabulary, they're mute. They have nothing to go by.
No, it doesn't make any sense. None of it makes any sense. Although I think you have an interesting point that if we would allow abortion to continue unfettered and support the LGBTQ movement, Democrats should eventually go extinct.
Well, you know, I've always said when we hear about voter suppression, I'm always like, the black vote's suppressed more than others.
Yeah.
Because
well, now think about that.
Yes.
Does abortion suppress black vote?
Yeah.
What suppresses the black vote more than abortion?
Yeah. And on top of this right there, if we have these children, even if they're put up for adoption right there, because, I mean, the last statistic, there was hundreds of thousands of children from 0 to 18 up for adoption right here that could find loving homes right there. But if we look and we take care of what we've got right now, then the illegal immigration policy right there would go away because of all the children that are being aborted right there, if they would...
No, we would have people to fill the jobs because actually that's one of the good things right now. There are more open jobs than unemployed people in this country. That hadn't happened in over half a century.
So, but I just tell people, I said, just stay with the facts. Stay with the facts, and it makes sense right there. So, but hey, always in love the show. God bless you, and God bless America.
All right, thank you so much for a great call and listening from Mobile. And not asking where we were located. We appreciate that very much.
That's right.
That's an inside joke.
Thank you.
All right. Moving on, you wanted to bring up Iran because there's several things we need to bring up because a lot of stuff's going on with the Attorney General Barr, et cetera. But tensions are growing with Iran.
And Saudi Arabia.
The Iranians are talking about attacking us. We're sort of rattling the sabers. But look, we are tightening the noose around them. The economic sanctions are working. Their people are very unhappy. We might wind up with a regime change here. And this is a huge difference in leadership and tactic from the previous administration, where we made the stupid Iran nuclear deal where we basically were giving them, allowing them to develop nukes, even though it said they wouldn't. Everybody knows North Korea, we played that game before. We know how that works. We gave them money. You know, the previous president gave them cash. Cash?
Yes, they should not be receiving pallets of cash.
Pallets of cash?
Like Obama sent over.
Support the president. We need to continue to... those guys are trying to destabilize the Middle East, and if we ever get them under control, I think you'll see a lot of stability. Well, not a lot. Some... never say a lot of stability in the Middle East. That you can't say that. But maybe some stability. But they are one of the biggest troublemakers. And also goes to Russian collusion. Oh, Trump supports the Russians. He does whatever. You know, the way we're treating Iran is actually proof that he doesn't. Who is one of Iran's biggest allies? Russia. Hello? The Russians are very unhappy. That's right. We're poking the bear when we do that. They're very unhappy that we're messing with Iran. That's one of their allies right there. And if you've ever read the Ezekiel option about Gog and Magog, that's Iran and Russia.
Right.
They're biblical. They're together. So.
But you know, Pete, I don't love John Bolton. He makes me nervous. I mean,
yeah, I know a lot of people have missed
him.
He's really smart. He really knows what he's talking about.
But he is a warmonger. I mean, like, I do think. I don't know.
He's pretty hawkish. But I think I saw something Trump said that he will, what, counterman or what's the word? Counterweight or something.
Yeah.
Moderate. He moderates Bolton.
All
right, look, we've got more to talk about with what's going on with the new immigration plan today, stuff going on with the Mueller report and the Congress. They've lost their minds. We got more. Give us your texts and calls at 251-343-0106.
Welcome back to Common Sense Radio with your host, Pete Rehm, To talk to Pete, call now at 343-0106.
Hey, welcome back to Common Sense Radio. And look, if you are looking for a good Bible teaching, true to the Bible, conservative church, you need to go to Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road. Down in Theodore, south of I-10, north of Highway 90, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church. It is a conservative church. It is a true Bible teaching church. Pastor Cannell is a great preacher down there. Great congregation. Lovely, very friendly people. Great fellowship down there. Check them out this Sunday, Magnolia Springs Baptist Church at 6058 Theodore Dawes Road, down in Theodore. And look, there's a couple other things. Let's real quick hit we'll go to the call in a minute, but de Blasio has entered the race.
He announced.
Yeah.
Missed that.
And it was really great because
here it is. Yeah, I see it right now.
He announced that he's going to run.
Goodness.
And they did a quick poll in New York City.
Gosh.
And 17% of New Yorkers support him for president.
A whopping 17. He's such a communist. I mean, like, he's so.
He's such a.
He makes
a tool.
Karl Marx look like a lightweight.
He is.
Yeah, no.
And the thing is,
horrible.
Do you know Bill Blasio is not his name?
Oh, really?
He changed his name.
His name is
something like Warren Williams, which I guess is too boring. So he thought it was sexy and cool to be Bill de Blasio. So he's joined the race. Stacey Abrams says she can get in October, in the fall, and she can still be viable. So she's talking about it. And Beto is relaunching. Well, he figured out the Vanity Fair thing was just too elite, too white. So he's going to try to come back with a more fake Hispanic spin.
Oh.
Or something like that. Yeah, because
he
live streamed him getting his hair cut by a Hispanic barber. So that
and
somehow.
He did the dentist thing.
He did the dentist thing. And so he thought, well, maybe that was too much.
Yeah,
so he went to the
much.
Barber this
Haircut's
time.
Haircut's a little less intrusive.
Dude's just weird.
He is.
I mean, if you're weird for Democrats, you're weird. You are weird. And then Bernie is sinking. And I don't know. I wonder if these are fake polls or not. But they're saying that Bernie's actually losing the most in the young vote, which was what propelled him last time.
Yeah.
So
I think they're just all over the.
Yeah.
Over,
and I don't know. They're saying Biden is soaring and all. I don't know if Biden's going to make it. If you see actual clips of him moving around, he's very frail. And I think the others are going to eat him up. But I do have good news. I don't know if the Bill and Hillary speaking tour is over, but the ticket prices are down to $2. So they are down to $2. If that's still going on, you can get a bargain there.
There you go.
All right. We got to update the little Democrat field going there. All right. We'll get this caller in here who we don't know who it is. Who is it?
Hey, Pete, this is Omer Oglesby. How are you doing?
Omer, hey. Doing great. How are you? Calling from Grand Bay.
Well, right now I'm in Theodore, but listen, I wanted to call and say something about that rape and incest.
Yeah.
I looked up the stats, and this is true facts. Between rape and incest, only 0.0861 are abortions for that reason.
Right. So, and I don't fight the exception, our argument, but it's not an argument to have abortion because basically what you're saying, you're willing to kill over 1 million babies for the convenience of birth control or population control.
Well, you know that Miss Alabama that ran for Miss Universe last year was a product of rape.
Right. Which is a tragic event, but look how God turned that around.
Amen.
Fortunately, that baby was not aborted, turned into a beautiful woman.
He opens another one.
What?
I said he closes one door and opens another one.
That's exactly right. And who is it for us to get involved in that? You do the best. And look, I respect in some people on those things that maybe they have a hard choice to make. But in general, that's not the issue. The issue is we're using infanticide for birth control.
Right.
We're using it for convenience because we're too lazy.
And they cannot defend themselves.
No, they cannot. But Melissa Lozano's got it right. Abstain from sex because you cannot suffer the consequences.
That's what old Ross Perot said. Keep an aspirin between your knees.
No.
That's going back. That's going way back.
Ross Perot said that now. It's not a quote for me.
Yeah, no, no. I remember Ross Perot from back in the 90s. I think he's still alive. I don't know.
He may be.
He'd be old.
I don't remember.
He'd be old by now. Well, Omer, thank you so much for listening
and calling in. Enjoyed listening to you tonight.
Well, thank you very much. Well, we appreciate your call and you listening.
All right, buddy.
All right, have a good night.
Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, on the other things that are going on out there, they wound up, just so you know, the Don Jr. subpoena. They came to an agreement on how to testify, and I mean, that was a tempest in a teapot that has flushed through. Wanted to let you know that. Little update. Attorney General Barr, you know, they're trying to do all the contempt and all that stuff. Well, let me tell you, I could not find it. But somebody told me that he was over on Capitol Hill and ran into Pelosi, and it was audible to every round. He ran into her, and he asked her, did you bring your handcuffs?
Mm.
So he's kind of right up in her face. He apparently has some intestinal fortitude. Mm. But I'm bringing up Barr. He has referred this to the Connecticut U.S. attorney to investigate the origin of this investigation to the Trump campaign. And folks, most of this stuff we know, we've been talking about it for 2 years, but it's finally getting the light of day in the media and the courts, and competent people are going to investigate it. Now, this is significant that they didn't try to call for a special counsel to do this. Sending it to the U.S. attorney means they're looking for a criminal investigation to do convene grand juries, which there's rumors he already has, and make indictments. So, folks, so the funny thing is now you're getting a circular firing squad.
Yeah.
And the circular firing squad is, now that the truth is starting to come out, you got Brennan, Comey, Clapper are starting to throw each other under the bus.
Yeah.
Because Comey is out there saying, well, you know, it was Brennan who insisted we use the dossier. And immediately Brennan's tweeting out, no.
It was
Comey who insisted we use the dossier.
It's like kids getting caught. Yeah.
They got caught.
Yeah, it is. I
will tell you, there is a great article at Breitbart News by John Nolte, Comey in Trouble, 9 reasons that he is in big trouble. And folks, they're really great reasons. I'll try to run down them quick. I don't know if we have enough time. He conducted a high-level investigation out of the FBI headquarters. That's unprecedented. Those are referred to the field offices. And they refer to the field offices to keep them away from politics. So that's questionable and ethical. He usurped the Attorney General's authority to clear Hillary Clinton. How could he do that? Phony documentation in the FISA warrant. And he knew about it. And they're finding the emails that he knew when he went to the FISA court that was fake. And then he launched a counterintelligence operation against a political presidential campaign when he knew it was phony.
Yeah.
There is possible criminal activity there. He's in big trouble. I probably can't get through this whole thing. Oh, then he leaked the material to get the when he got fired. He leaked FBI confidential material to the press.
Yeah,
that's a violation of law. He's in trouble.
They just thought,
watch it. There's a lot more on that. There's a whole lot more on that. All right. Hey, don't forget, the Blue Star Salute is this Saturday.
Yes.
It's Armed Forces Day Saturday. Blue Star Salute out at Battleship Park. Starts with a 5K run. You can go to armedforcesmobile.com. You get more information, armedforcesmobile.com. There's a 5K at 7 o'clock. We have a Black Hawk coming in at 8 o'clock. We got skydivers at 9 o'clock. We got the 151st Alabama National Guard Band. We have a Blue Star Salute, a Gold Star Salute, Buffalo Soldiers with Mounted Patrol, Coast Guard. It's cool.
It's amazing.
It's free.
It's one of the best military patriotic events in our backyard.
Right in our backyard.
You need to be there.
You got to come out. We'll all be out there Saturday. See us for Blue Star Salute this Saturday, the 18th, starting at 7 with a fun run, and 10 o'clock for the Blue Star Salute. Honey, it's time to come home.